You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we got a full house here in the show. We've got Jeff Nelson. He's the majority owner and partner of the Property Tax Services of Florida. We got Tim Hart. He's the managing partner. Jeff has 25 years more of experience in the property tax field. I'm sure Tim is right up there, too. And then holding on the phone, we've got Todd Jones, MBA, MAI, CRE, FR, ICS, LMNOP, principal of Real Advice. He is the president of the Florida Association of Property Tax Professionals. Man, I can't believe I got that out. Let's go, guys. Let's talk taxes. Todd, are you there?
I'm here.
High five! Before we get started,
hey,
I'm hot. I'm on fire. Hey, before we get started, Todd, one of your friends from Tallahassee wants me to say hi. Somebody named Nikki?
I know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Hey.
You do. You do, Mike.
Hey, Nikki.
All right. Hey, did you? All right. Cool. Now, let's get started, everybody. Property tax bills go out, a few weeks, right? Okay, so somebody...
The bills will come out in November, but the trim notices are out right now, and that's what your listeners really want to hear about, because there's a very narrow window in Florida. It's only 25 days from the date the notice was mailed, and that date is different in every county.
Well, Todd, if it's different in every county, that's great. But what I really want to know is, in an area, you know, I had an email. One of the guys that follows the show, Brian, he asks a couple of questions that I'm going to kind of roll into one. And I think this has really statewide and national implications. What's the impact of the upswing in speculative pricing for properties in places like, in Miami, it would be Wynwood, Edgewater, the Design District in Tampa, maybe it's Hyde Park and areas close to downtown in Orlando, maybe it's stuff around Lake Eola, but there's areas in each market that have speculative pressure on pricing. How do you guys deal with that?
Let's ask Tim. Yeah, what happens is a lot of speculation occurs, and developers buy a few pieces of land for astronomical figures. The counties see those prices, and then they chase the sales and then reassess the entire area and assume each property has exceeded its highest and best use.
Well, that sure doesn't seem fair. What can somebody do about that?
Well, we can go in and prove that the value and use to some of these properties is the proper use and proper value, and prove that you can't assume that every property has exceeded its highest and best use.
That's really exciting. You know, I really want to thank you for getting me all fired up about property taxes. Now, Jeff, maybe you can give it a little bit more oomph than your buddy over here, Tim, has. I mean, after all, you're the owner. He just works for you. So I just got my trim notice. How did they even come up with that name, by the way?
Well, the trim notice is essentially the initial value notice, the truth, rate, and millage.
So there is something.
There is something it stands for.
Okay.
That doesn't mean much to the average person, but it isn't very important.
What would you consider to be the number one issue facing Floridians today when they get their property tax bill?
Not understanding what to do with it, not being able to understand the values from last year to this year, and what the next step is. Most of the owners sit there, take it, put it in a file cabinet.
You mean like me? So, Todd, I'm going to ask you, since you're the head of the trade group, what should an owner do to most effectively manage their real property assets? Because, you know, Jeff's telling me there's actually something you can do.
If you don't have people like Jeff and Tim and myself annually reviewing your assessment relative to the property's unencumbered fee market value, then you are at risk of being overcharged on taxes, which hits your NOI, which adversely impacts your market value.
Now, why would my public officials want to overcharge me on my taxes? And we're doing a great roundtable here, so I'm just going to go tag on Tim again. Tim, be a little more pithy.
Well, essentially, they're...
I'm so sorry. You're great to pick on.
Well, they just see the market values increase, and they're charged by DOR to follow those values. In Florida, the assessment is supposed to be at about 85%, and that's what they get their tax rule approved on. So if they can't get to that ratio, then the tax roll gets sent back and they have to do it all over again.
So tell me this. If they're only going to 85%, then who's setting this value? Because it seems 85% seems arbitrary. The value might be arbitrary too. My gosh, do I sound like a lawyer? Jeff.
Well, essentially, the property valuation is oversight by the Department of Revenue. So the 85% number is a statistical. Property appraisers look for 100% of fair market value. And there is a range. And as much as the property appraisers want to get to high value, they're often exceed what, you know, your property should be assessed at.
I'm going to start getting on your case. He's actually pithy compared to you. You must be thinking about what you want to say. Now, Todd, I'm coming back to you, buddy. Do you have a does somebody have to be a lawyer, an attorney to file these petitions, go appeal the stuff? Can I just walk up there? Can I be like, do I have to be like a registered lobbyist or a professional? How does somebody find the right person to do this, and who is the right person to do it? That's you, Todd.
Great question, Jim.
Thank you.
You do not have to be a lawyer. You, in fact, don't have to be anything. You can go challenge your own assessment if you think that you can be successful at it. The reality is the process was designed 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and it was very simple in those days. But in the last 15 years, maybe 20, the legislature, mostly at the request of taxing authorities, has complicated the system to a point where if you don't have a professional who specializes in this area, you are going to get taken advantage of. You go to a heart surgeon for heart surgery, you go to a brain surgeon for brain surgery, you don't go to a general practitioner.
So
if you don't have somebody who specializes, you're at risk.
So, Todd, if somebody's at risk, it sounds to me like there's a system that's conspiring against a word I like to use. It's called fairness. Is this an unfair system? And we're going to go around the table and the wheel is going to stop at Tim.
Well, I think to create equity amongst assessments is a difficult task because of the diversity within property types for the assessor. So a lot of times they create a strata of property that's not really homogeneous, and that's where some values slip through the cracks and can be over-assessed. And that's where we step in as consultants because we can find those over-assessments.
The anomalies that they created in their homogeneous batches of comparables?
That is
correct,
sir.
What he's trying to say is they use regression to develop the initial assessment numbers.
Regression and not aggression?
It's a statistical model. It's a broad brush technique.
Right.
It's great for single family homes.
And right.
As soon as you get into commercial property where things aren't similar, you run into problems. Add to that the fact that nobody in an assessor's office who's putting these numbers on your property is required to have any kind of training or education or licensure to do valuation work.
Whoa, I'm losing
that's
my mind.
A mistake.
I'm losing my mind. So you're telling me that the person that's doing $1 trillion of tax bills went to school to do physical therapy or something, maybe?
Maybe only a high school degree.
Okay, well, it sounds to me like we found a flaw in the system then. So what I want to know then is Jeff, if the county tax appraiser who's been doing the individual assessment on a commercial building and they're trying to put him in this strata of apples and I have a red orange and you find it in the apples, what happens?
Well, essentially you have to file a tax appeal. And what's important this time of year is when you get your trim notice or initial value notice, taxpayers have 25 days to file the objection with the Value Adjustment Board.
Now, this isn't like the 24 days that the Iranians are getting, right?
Completely different.
Okay.
Just as important, but completely different.
Well, it sounds to me like there's an actual date that this starts.
This starts from the date that the tax assessor's office mails the trim notice.
Okay.
Not the date that you receive it.
So somebody better be home to get that trim notice then.
They better be home. Better be paying attention.
All right, Todd. Now, the person's gone out. They've thrown a dart at the wall to figure out what my property's worth. They've sent me an enormous bill. I don't know anything about what to do because I'm just a Joe and it's the one property I own. How do I find out that I can even appeal this?
The notice actually says that you can appeal. It gives you a phone number. Most property appraisers' websites across the state have a section where they discuss how to challenge the assessment. They will uh, they will, by law, invite you to come into the office and try to talk you out. That usually doesn't work out so well. The bigger problem is when you go to a value adjustment board hearing, the special magistrate, the judge, if you will, is actually employed by the taxing authorities. And this is where we run into a serious problem because we've got a moral hazard.
Okay.
Everybody wants to please their employer, and we actually have documentary testimony where some of these special magistrates over the years have said, I'm told that by rule for taxpayers, I'm not getting rehired.
Well, Todd, you know, it sounds to me like that's a conflict of interest. Let's hold it there because I want to talk a little bit about what other inherent conflicts of interest there are, where people can get caught up, and how to pick the right expert to help you. We're going to do that right after this. Remember, you're going to get your trim notice. Learn what to do with that trim notice. Stick with us. These guys may not be pithy, but their information is good. I'll stay pithy. I'll be back after this. D, take it away.